And now for a feature so soft it purrs. Cats enjoy a good stretch. Yoga practitioners do too. And if you're a cat lover who enjoys yoga, then the Green Hill Humane Society has just the event for you. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
And we don't have very many blankets, but if you need a little bit of extra padding.
In what's normally the visitation area of the Society's cattery, more than a dozen women in tight sweats and t-shirts follow along as instructor Valerie Morris walks them through a Sunday morning yoga session.
And look at your hands and make sure you can actively feel all 14 knuckles pushing into the ground.
It looks normal enough until a scowling, flat-faced cat strolls by. Faster than you can say namaste, he decides to greet one student by gliding his fluffy tail across her face.
Lead with your tailbone. Oh, you're so lucky, kitty, come here. Deep breath in, exhale, push your hips up, downward facing cat.
Muttons is a white Persian who's not shy when it comes to greeting the class. He mingles among all the students who can't help but break form and pet him as he slinks by. And he's got company.
Oh, there's another one back there. Hi, kitty. Come and play.
A brown tabby named Mabel makes the rounds as well. Yoga instructor Valerie Morris says these felines have an appropriate sense of well-being that works for the cat yoga event.
Yeah, they bring a couple of cats out that they know are going to be pretty mellow to wander around during the practice. And then afterwards, they let the more playful kitties come out so that everybody can have some furry time.
For cafe worker Megan Tack, this is her first cat yoga event. She has enjoyed the chance to embrace the meditative aspects of yoga while bonding with the animals.
I actually do want to adopt a cat. I've been thinking about it for a while, and it's great to come here and be able to meet them in this type of environment.
Would you recommend this to anyone?
Definitely. I plan on coming back their next session.
Out of everyone here today, Nurse Jennifer Lewis was Mutton's favorite. He sat on her mat and rubbed up against her constantly.
Yeah, he made it a little bit distracting because you just wanted to love on him.
How do you feel now after your hours worth of yoga?
I feel good. I feel ready to, you know, go on about the rest of my day, and might need to get some more cat snuggles first, though.
The next cat yoga event is in January. This collaboration between Eugene Yoga and the Green Hill Humane Society raises money to help shelter and care for animals. A perfect arrangement. Brian Bull, KLCC News. I mean News.